Ed, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, we're talking Hillary Clinton. She's taken New York in the primaries. How significant is the margin against Bernie Sanders?
Well, now it's beyond Sanders. She will get California, most of the West Coast, and I think there's a couple of industrial states left. It's pretty much all over for Sanders. Now, what Sanders has to decide is what does he want? The presidency is beyond his reach now. And the question is, certainly he's going to shape the debate, but can he extract something from Clinton that will make him look like a winner in all this?
Mm. So time to be talking about a running mate for Hillary?
Well, yes. This is vice presidential time, and Hillary, if she's smart, will go to Bernie and say, Bernie, clearly you're an East Coast person. I'm an East Coast person. We're both beyond 35. I need a running mate who represents your values. Give me some suggestions. Can't promise you anything, but certainly your suggestions are going to be taken very strongly. And what are two or three other suggestions you might have? For example, I think Bernie's going to say, look, I want you to do the following things with Obamacare. They'll get us to a single-pay system over a certain period. And I want you to announce that in your campaign, or my money and my followers won't be with you. So he's, you know, it's a high-stakes game. He's going to extract as much as he can from her. She's got a bottom line. She can't go too far to the left, but I think she'll take on both those things. His suggestions on vice president and his suggestions on some fundamental changes to Obamacare.
Because that does quite interesting tie into my next question. There's been some backlash against Clinton from Sanders supporters. We've talked about some of the ways in the past that Hillary Clinton can be seen as a little bit damaged goods in the political field. Now, it's Bernie or bust, I think, is the rallying cry. So how can Clinton win these supporters back to the Democratic Party?
Well, it's going to be hard. And I think it will take more work than she realizes. It's obvious that the Bernie supporters will not come on board. They have no reason to come on board unless they get what they want.
So these will be some of the suggestions that perhaps Clinton can go to Bernie for.
Yes, she has to. She cannot leave him out of the equation. He's run a hell of a race, and she has to have him on board. Her voters really are mostly first-time voters, and so they got no reason to go to the polls unless their candidate's ideas at least appear. They're not going to vote for Trump. But not voting is almost a vote, if you know what I mean. If Trump gets enough votes, those are votes for him. So she's got to get the numbers. And this is going to mean she has to make significant concessions.
Now, let's talk Trump, because this was a big, big win for Trump, over 60%. And I know he has connections with New York, but I must admit, I was still surprised after Cruz seemed to be gaining some momentum. In fact, the runner-up still wasn't Cruz. It was John Kasich with 25%. So what's happened here?
I think this is something I didn't anticipate. I thought people would go for somebody other than the Trump. But what happened was that people didn't vote. And so Trump supporters did vote, but the other Republicans simply didn't vote. And so we have kind of a mirage that where it looks like Kasich got some voters, but basically he would have gotten those voters and it would have been a smaller percentage had Cruz been able to do anything. Cruz is just not popular, unfortunately.
So it kind of seems like the New York Republican voters are pretty much registering their disgust with these candidates, except for the extremely passionate Trump supporters.
You've got it. The passionate Trump supporters are supporting him. They're a minority, but they're sticking with him. And nobody else has a clear minority. Cruz doesn't. Kasich doesn't. and they just don't have enough of a bump to push anybody over the line. I think it looks like Trump is going to be the candidate, which means there's going to be another third-party candidate.
And just prior to the New York primary, Trump was complaining about the system being rigged. He was saying it was rigged against him. What do you make of that with the conversation that's been happening in this year's presidential nominations?
Well, clearly people want to rig it against him, but he just kept his base and nobody else were putting anything together. Everything was being done to keep it out of his hands, that Republicans and Democrats could do. He's, in some eyes, a real embarrassment. So I think you're going to see Obama coming out. You're going to see some moderate Republicans coming out for Hillary, because if you're in Wall Street, she's your savior. And you're going to see a moderate candidate, maybe Kasich, maybe somebody else, running for the Republican Party so they can say, we have a candidate for next time.
And a Trump nomination looks like we'll be talking about his vice presidential nod next.
Well, let's talk about that next week.
Ed, thank you very much, mate. Do appreciate your time.
But his nominee must wear a skirt.
Of course, yeah. Would have to balance him out somehow.
Yeah. All right. Take care, mate.
You too, mate.
Bye.